This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet today approved six proposals worth around 95,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that decisions taken in today's cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
करीब 95,000 करोड़ रुपीस के टोटल फैसले आज के
डिसीजंस वर्थ अराउंड 95,000 करोड़ रुपीस हैव बीन टेकन इन टुडेज कैबिनेट मीटिंग दीज डिसीजंस कवर सेवरल सेक्टर्स रेलवेज हाईवेज रेलवे बोनस मैटर्स एंड शिप बिल्डिंग मेजर रिफॉर्म्स इंक्लूड अ फेलो प्रोग्राम फॉर आवर ह्यूमन रिसोर्सेज एंड रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट एक्टिविटीज अलॉन्ग विद एन इंक्रीज इन द नंबर ऑफ सीट्स इन मेडिकल एजुकेशन
में नंबर ऑफ सीट्स को बढ़ाना.
The minister said the cabinet has approved a comprehensive package of 69,725 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime sector.
Shipping and maritime sector Bharat ke liye.
The shipping and maritime sector is a strategic sector for India, and today a package of about 70,000 crore rupees has been approved, to be precise 69,725 crore rupees. It is a 10-year program. We all know the importance of this program. Shipbuilding is the mother of heavy engineering. If one person works in shipbuilding, five more people get employment because of that one person working in the shipbuilding industry. This is the employment multiplier factor.
That is the employment multiplier factor.
The government also cleared payment of productivity-linked bonus PLB of 78 days to 10.91 lakh railway employees. Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet also gave its nod to the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, Council of Scientific and Industrial Research Scheme on Capacity Building and Human Resource Development for the period of the 15th Finance Commission Cycle 2021-22 to 2025-26. The government has approved major expansion of postgraduate and undergraduate medical education capacity in the country. The minister said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs gave its nod to doubling of the Bhaktiarpur-Rajgir-Tilaiya railway line section in Bihar. It also approved construction of four-lane Sahibganj-Ariraj-Bethia section of the National Highway 139W in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. In Chhattisgarh, 71 Maoists, including 21 women, surrendered before the security forces in Dantewada district today. Police said 30 of them were carrying a combined reward of 64 lakh rupees. The Maoists surrendered under the influence of the Lone Varatu or the Return to the Home campaign being run in the district. Restrictions have been imposed in Leh after violent protests erupted in support of the demand to advance the proposed talks with the centre on the extension of the sixth schedule as well as statehood to Ladakh. The order issued by the district magistrate of Leh under section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita BNSS 2023 for maintaining the law and order in district Leh says that no procession, rally or march shall be carried out without prior approval from competent authority in Leh. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the demise of eminent Kannada author and thinker and Padma Bhushan awardee Dr. S. L. Bhairappa. In a social media post, the President said Dr. Bhairappa's legacy will continue to inspire future generations. The Prime Minister in his message said that the country has lost a towering stalwart who stirred the nation's conscience and delved deep into the soul of India. Indian naval ship Trikhand, a stealth frigate of the Indian Navy, visited Limassol, Cyprus during an ongoing deployment to the Mediterranean Sea. In a statement, the Defence Ministry informed that during the port call on the 21st of this month, the ship carried out activities including professional interactions, yoga and a cultural exchange on board. Super Typhoon Ragasa has wreaked havoc in Taiwan, Hong Kong, Philippines and South China, leaving a trail of widespread destruction. In Taiwan, 14 people died and 18 injured as powerful storm continued to batter its eastern, northern and southern coastal areas, bringing heavy rainfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.